WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
What's up, everyone? That was Song 2 by Blur, and this is your morning show. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm your host, Caleb. On today's February 20th, and shout out to my roommate whose birthday is today. So if you see Ellen Ann Singleton, congratulate her. She is home right now, but she plans on coming back. So that's a really fun thing. We'll get back to normal morning show segments and stuff like that coming up within the hour. So let's return back to music for a quick second. Up next, we got Baltimore Blues, number one by Deer Tick, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
What's up, everyone? I'm Kayla. I'm on your morning show. Woo-hoo-hoo. So you just heard Naked Sun by, and this is a really long title, so bear with me, And You Will Know Us by the Trail of the Dead. So, I'm not really sure if I should call them the Trail of the Dead or the whole title, but that's who it was by. So if that sounded like something that was really fun, give them a listen. Again, maybe pull them up on a streaming service or whatnot. However, I'm going to give you your weather today. So, what we're looking at right now is about 55 degrees right now, but it kind of feels like 52. However, our highs today are going to be in the 70s and our lows are going to be in the 60s, which I thought the low was like the lowest you could get in the day. So technically it would be like 50s. But I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist, so don't take my word. I'm just getting this off of Google, so take it up with Google. So it's very nice weather. It is cloudy, so no sun, but it's nice weather. You could potentially go outside and whatnot, and hang out. But tomorrow there is a potential for rain, about 60% participation. So you might want to be on the lookout for that. It looks like it will be towards the morning, ending in the afternoon. Maybe starting tonight, you know, that kind of thing. However, the rest of the week looks kind of good, getting sunny again on Wednesday and Thursday, but then maybe thunderstorms come next Sunday and Monday. So be on the lookout for that, and maybe plan accordingly. But that is your weather for today. So highs in the 70s, lows in the 60s. So that's pretty cool. For our little weather segment, we like to do what is good news as well, and I'm blanking on how Noah says it, but it's basically like, whether the weather is good or bad, we always have something to make you glad. Oh, I think I got it. Wow, okay, cool. So you're something glad today could potentially be that the monarch butterfly is rebounding in population again. So exciting. And it's beating last year's comeback as well, proving that their success is not a fluke and we might not have to be so worried about their endangered capabilities here soon. So that would be pretty cool. We found that on the Good News Network, so if that's something you want to take a look at, be sure to take a look at. Some other news today was 146 years ago was the premiere of Swan Lake in Moscow's Bolshoi Theater. So the famous Russian composer Tchaikovsky wrote most of it and most of the music for it, sorry. But the Swan Lake is very prominent and very famous and very classical, you know. So that's pretty cool. But also on the stream of music and things like that, 16-year-old Jimi Hendrix made his official stage debut today in, sorry, I lost the date. In 1959, he was only 16 years old, and he played a show at the Temple Dirch, Temple de Hirsch Zion Synagogue. I know I butchered that completely, but he played a show at a synagogue in Seattle in 1959. So sadly, Jimi Hendrix did die. He's a part of the 27th Club. So if that's something interesting to you, little conspiracy theory, go ahead and check that out as well. But just a cool little good news that happened today in history, and also just the monarch butterflies are coming back. That's great. We love them. So speaking of monarch butterflies, up next I have Butterflies by Casey Musgraves, all on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
So, with Celebrate the Day and President's Day, I wanted to give some quick tidbits about President's Day and what kind of things has happened on President's Day. So 245 years ago, George Washington camped out at Valley Forge when he fought for our country's independence. So that was pretty cool. Another birthday that is celebrated is Abraham Lincoln's, which is very fun and very cool. He is the one that does did the Emancipation Proclamation. So that's very cool. So just for a little fun thing, maybe you could go celebrate the president's birthdays, stuff like that. However, it is just federal holiday. So some banks, or all banks and government offices, will be closed. Most retail chains stays open, so you should be able to go shopping and stuff like that. But your kids might also be out of school, depending on if they go to a public school or not. So that's pretty fun. I know the teachers still have to go. Sadly, my mom is a teacher in Wetumpka, and she has to go to school today for a professional development day. And the kids have off. So sad day for teachers, but good day for kids, I guess. So have a happy President's Day, officially George Washington's birthday, technically on the 22nd. But so everyone have a good day. That's our little Celebrate the Day tidbit today. So we'll get back to the music. We have After This by July Talk, all on your 9.7 The Capstone and your morning show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Alrighty, that was Is There a Ghost by Band of Horses on 90.7 The Capstone and your morning show. This is actually going to be the end. I know I said that earlier, but this is the actual end of the show. So just to recap, you got nice weather, but a little cloudy, with the highs of 71 and lows of 63, with the monarch rebound again in population, and in 1959, Jimi Hendrix made his, stage debut at 16 years old. We had a CW story about the parking spaces here on campus. We had charting music from Mood Room on of radio, and we celebrated President's Day. The since this is the end of the morning show, I will leave you with another song, but also that means I will not be coming back on. So I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday. And as our Bama Life email says, make Monday count. I don't know if you necessarily have to, but, you know, have a fun Monday. Up next, we have Smile Real Big by CB.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.